This is part 5 World of Warcraft where I'm showing some stuff and I'm not even going to describe what, I'm just going to start doing it. Now at any point within any frame of any timeline, I can put in code that's going to request from PHP this user's friend array. And I think I'm going to load in a string that is comma delimited. That way each name is separated by commas. Then once it's back in Flash, we can use some built-in Flash functionality in ActionScript 3 to break down that string, make it an array, and then we'll be able to do whatever we want with it using loops. So to keep things simple for the lesson series sake, I'm going to load right here into this first frame where we, before the game ever even comes into view for the player, the first frame where it says AS3 load session bars. I'm going to expand on this a little bit. I'm just going to use the same handler right here. And the same request to get session bars. Okay, so right here under the pass var, we're going to add one more var. And we'll call that friend array var. And from PHP, we'll send that variable name for that value of their friend array. We'll name, same thing, friend underscore array var. Okay, so from PHP, friend array var is what's going to be sent with a certain value related to it. And then when it comes back into Flash here, you pick it up by saying event.target.data friend array var. And then it is put into a local ActionScript variable named friend array var. That way you can pop the whole list into a text field just to view it to see if things come out right at first. Then once we see that, then we'll break it down using some code in ActionScript 3. That way you can have each friend be its own separate individual entity. And I'll probably just show you guys how to do something basic like take each name and pop it into a new dynamic text field, pop it onto stage somewhere. And then you can go about learning how to make that item clickable and all kind of things like that that I have tons of other lessons for at developphp.com in the Flash video tutorial section. And now we'll simply add the whole string of names to a text field, that way we can check and make sure. So that becomes friend array var, that value that's going to be sunk into this, let's call this friend array text. So let's just copy this here and friend array underscore text. There we go. Now let's put that text field on stage so we don't get any errors. Here's player name text, so we can probably just grab that text and place it anywhere you want, just for demonstration purposes. And instead of username underscore txt, you would have friend underscore array underscore txt, because in the ActionScript, that's the name of the text field that we specified here, that friend array is going to go into. And the color is white, so you make sure it's white if you have a black background or you won't see nothing. You'll think you have script errors, but your text will be there, but you won't see it. So make sure you have a color that you'll see that'll show up in that dynamic text field against the background color you have. Now, I think we have everything we need within the action script to bring in that friend array, pop it right into this text field for evaluation purposes. Then when we see that working, we can go ahead and adding a little bit of ActionScript here to bust down that array into its individual components or its individual member names or friend names. Okay, this makes life cool and easy because we have in getSessionVars.php we have a MySQL query that's saying select all from my members where ID equals ID, the session user's ID, and the username equals the session username, and the password equals the session password, blah 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 blah. That means we can just simply type in here where it says if numRows is equal to 0, the else statement for that, which is the all good, the successful return to Flash with information. So we'll pop in a new variable called row, and that's equal to MySQL underscore fetch underscore array. And that's a MySQL function in PHP. And open and close parentheses and put your semicolon. Now within the parentheses, you can just put this SQL, which is the query, right there. And actually, you don't even need a while loop to access the value that you want. Since you have limit 1 here, you know it's only going to be one full row of data for one member coming out. So you'll have their username, their friend array, their all the information about that particular member from your My Members table will come out in this array called row right here. That will be an array from that query, that result set. So you can just check which index that friend array is within your table. You can count how many fields it is into your table. So I'll count mine right now. Okay, mine is the sixth. So what I could do, I'll say friend array underscore array equal to that row variable that has the whole array of information in it, and we're going to target the index of 5 because mine is the sixth field in my table. And you know all arrays start with an index of 0. So if you, maybe your friend array field in your user's table is sitting at maybe field number 10 within the table, then you target row 9 index. So my friend array is going to get popped right into that this variable right here called friend array. And now I can send it back to Flash right here. So let's check in Flash to see what we need exactly. We're looking for a variable coming back called friend array var. Let's copy that, control C, go back into Dreamweaver or whatever text editor you're in with your PHP file. And right here, you put another ampersand, the and symbol, and then you paste in the name of that variable. Friend array var is equal to this friend array variable here. Put that right there. And that's going to send that into Flash along with all of the other information that we had previously going in for the user. Now I pressed F12 to output my Flash file, and I put it up on the server so it overwrites my old Flash file for the game that I had. And I also saved my PHP file, and I FTP'd that up to the server into the appropriate scripts folder. Now I'm going to log into the game and see what I get on my screen in the game. So you see there? Player name's Adam, and there are my 8 friends. Gyro Mud, Rich, Kev the Man, Code Monkey, Carl Rids, Hellraiser, Miles, and Ryan. You can see each one is separated or delimited by comma. Now, for those of you guys, I'm back in the PHP file here named getsessionvars.php. For those of you guys who are real code junkies, you can make this a little leaner by saying select friend array. So you can actually select just that one field instead of the whole row of data for that user. So you can select friend array, just change this to friend array, and leave everything else the same in that query, and you will get just the friend array field as a result instead of a whole array of information if you wanted to make it leaner. But I think some of you guys might want to access all the data from that table maybe in one fell swoop. So that's why I left it as select all. Some SQL geniuses might be saying, hey Adam, that select query really could be a little more efficient if you're only grabbing the friend array information out, which I'm well aware of. You can just put select friend array, or you can leave it as select all. So now what we want to do is, back in Flash, instead of putting that list of names in a text field, a dynamic text field on stage, we want to take it and make it an array by using split. And we're going to split by the commas. So if we use split and we signify comma as the delimiter, that means we're going to get an array that's made, and each array element will hold each user's name. So my array will have 8 elements in it, and each element will be each one of these users that is my friend on the site. And then we can do anything we want within the array loop to output the user's picture on the site, the friend's pictures, the friend's name separate under the picture, so you can break down this list. And I'll show you how to get the array broken down using a loop, but I'm not really going to go very, very into depth about how to grab the pictures off the server, work with the JPEGs for all the friends, put their little picture in the box or whatever. That's going to be all you. I got a bunch of tutorials for stuff like that at developphp.com. I'm just going to show you the fundamentals needed to really break down this array and work with it. Okay, so here we are back in the Flash file, and we're going to go to the first frame where we're loading the session vars. And right here, just a second ago, we put in this line to make the friend array var coming from PHP display in that friend array text field. Now, I'm going to comment that out. I'm going to go back into the file here, and I'm going to control X, delete that text field there that was rendering the string that was the friend array. Okay, so in place of that line we just commented out, we're going to place this line in. And don't worry, all this script's going to be available at the page at developphp.com where this video is playing. So what this does is calls out to a function called splitFriendArray. It's going to be a custom function that I'm going to write in just a second, and I'll put it in place for you. That way you guys can have something to reference. And all the code will be available at the page where the video is playing at developphp.com, like all the other scripts have been. So to this custom function, we're going to send one argument. It's that variable called friendArrayVar. Just go a couple of lines down. I'm going to pop it into place. And you can see I'm on line 39 to 57. And if I remove all the white space there, I'm on 37 to 55. So it's not too much code. It's not too bad for what it does. I would suggest paying attention well while I describe how this function works. That way you can understand exactly what's going on in it and you won't have to ask me so many questions. You know, I know a lot of people start to doze off in these videos, but this is not the time to be dozing off because this is a very dynamic thing we're about to discuss, which can make you very, very powerful. Okay, now before I discuss how this function works when it executes, you might not want this function to fire off. This line right here, you might not want that to execute if this member or whatever user is loaded into the game has no friends. So if they have no friends, you don't want to run the function called splitFriendArray because there's no array or friends to be split. Okay, you get it? So use your logic and put an if condition in here to say if that variable's string length or whatever is greater than 0, then you know they have at least one friend and you can split their friend array. I'm not doing everything for you. But turning things into strings and checking out their length, or you can just check the length of the text fields. If you want to keep that in a text field like that, you can just check the length of that text field. And just do a little bit of research in ActionScript 3 how to check the length of a text field. If I tried to show everything in these tutorials, it would take me years and years to finish. It's not feasible. So you guys have to do some homework on your own, you know. Like I said, if there's no friends in their array, you don't want this line to fire off. This code that I have is just for demonstration purposes, and it's not a completed project, and it's just to show you how to access somebody's array and break it down in Flash, split it up into individual things and items. My code assumes that everybody on the site has at least one friend. But you don't want to assume that, so you got to do your homework and put that if condition in here to fire off this line only if your condition meets. Now very quickly before I explain the function, let's press F12, render out, see if we get any output errors, which we don't. I'm going to FTP it up to the actual game site and see what renders. Okay, so you see there, I'm inside the actual live game. I'm loading in as Adam because I'm logged in as Adam. My friend list consists of these 8 people. And you can see it's not in a straight line anymore. It's not in one text field. It's not even a string anymore. It's an actual array that you can do really anything that your imagination can come up with once you get really good at ActionScript 3. You can do anything with that array of information. You'll blow your own mind with what you can accomplish with it, okay? So let's explain the function, and I'll offer you guys a code, and then we're done with loading in your member's friends array into the game, breaking it down, and doing whatever you need to do with it. Now the first thing this function does is it sets up one argument, or it's accepting one argument, the one that's being actually sent to the function when the function is called to fire off here. You're sending in that array variable. So we're going to change that to a variable called friendString, and it's going to be a string type variable. So now we create an array out of this friendString by splitting it. And that array is going to be called friendArray. And it has a value of all the items or all the names within that friend list. And you're using a comma to split the array. So that way, each name of each friend that the person has will be its own element within the array, its own individual item at that point. But it's still packed into an array. So that's why we use a for loop to bust the array down and do whatever we need to do within that for loop. So before the for loop actually executes, we're going to set an xpose variable and a ypose. You can guess what those are for, x position and y position, the coordinates on stage. Those are number type variables. The first one's equal to -350. Because on stage, I wanted it to be somewhere over here. If you want it to be a different spot when the list starts out, just change that number. And then the Y pose, I made a number variable of -150. Because, once again, I wanted it to start about up here, because your x position is this way, and your y position is this way. So once I claim the x and y position, I'll have a target point where my list is going to start. And the way I separate, they give the names space. So you can see up on the site, they each have space. And that space is right here, this number, y pose plus equals 28. What that does is takes the y position, which is the up and down, vertical, and it adds 28 each time this loop runs. And since I have 8 friends in my list, this loop's going to run 8 times. And each time the y position is going to change and increase 28. That way all the names aren't lumped right all on top of each other, you know what I'm saying? But you can have the same x position. But let's say you are making a list that goes this way with your friends' names. Then you just do the opposite here. You make the x pose plus equal something else and leave the y pose alone. Now let's take care of this here. We're not going to trace, so you can remove that line. I just had that in for testing purposes, that trace line. You don't even need that at all. Actually, it won't even work on your local machine if you don't have PHP and MySQL and all that ready. It has to be online. Okay, so the first line here is we create a new text field, and that's equal to new text field, and it's called TF. Then we say TF.textValue is equal to a space or nothing or whatever you want to put there. You can put a pound sign or just leave it blank and say plus friend array. You target the friend array and then the index of friend, which is the friend variable string that's going to be within each element that passes through this array. So basically you just put that friend name from that element into the text field. Then you can format your text fields any way you like, and I suggest you do some research into Flash ActionScript about working with text fields to make sure you understand all the formatting options. You can do fonts, size, color, whatever. Okay? All I did was set it to red, just so it's really visible for testing purposes. And to actually set that format that we designated here, we run this line, tf.setTextFormat, and you can feed that method a format, whatever format you signified here, format 1 in this case. So that way the text field just won't be default black text. Then you say textField.xposition is equal to xpose, which is always negative 350 in my case. Then textField.yposition is equal to ypose. And then remember that each time this for loop runs, ypose gets 28 added to it, so all your text fields won't be lumped right on top of each other. That's how ypose keeps dynamically changing each time the loop passes. And finally, you add child of text field to the stage. After you set the format, after you designate the position that it's going to live, then you add it to stage using add child. And that's all there is to it, folks. What I'll do is I'll put this whole updated script up at the page where this video plays at develop.php. And I will also give you this updated get session bars PHP script in case you might want to look at that too. Alright, we'll see you in part 6.